Let's go with the
Let's
medicine.
do it. Gonna call this meeting to order. Planning Commission hearing and meeting, October 8, 2025. It's currently 6 p.m. and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Steve Braley here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Garth Hood here.
Stuart Ryan here.
Cal Hershey is not present. Any conflicts of interest to disclose?
Yeah, I probably have a conflict of interest on the one item when I brought to the Planning Commission.
Okay.
And
Sounds good.
I also have a conflict of interest on the Joseph Neville zone change. He's the relative.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, we'll just jump right into hearing. Open up the hearing at item number one, simple lot split subdivision application for parcel AB1354B, Allen Dock Stater. No one online, right, Jen? All right. And I'll close the hearing at item number one, simple lot split subdivision application for parcel AB1354B for Allen Dock Stater. Open up the hearing at item number two, ordinance O-2025-34. Pro zone change from OST to Ag 5 or AV1351C. Applicant Joseph and Katurin Nickel. Now closing hearing on item number two, ordinance O-2025-34. Pro zone change from OST to Ag 5 or AV1351C. Open up hearing on item number three, ordinance O-2025-35. Amend title 10.28.150 utility requirements. I will close the hearing on item number three, ordinance O-2025-35, amend title 10.28.150 utility requirements. Open up the hearing on item number four, ordinance O-2025-36, to repeal title 10.28.130, minimum height of main building. And I will close the hearing on item number four, ordinance O-2025-36, repeal title 10.28.130, minimum height of main building. I think that's the fastest hearing we've had. We'll go right into discussion action. Simple lot split subdivision application for parcel AV1354B, applicants Allen Dock Stater. This is the land that we had approved or recommended approval for a zone change last meeting to Ag 10. He wants to make eight parcels out of it. My only concern with it is, with doing a simple lot split, it gets let out of quite a bit of the requirements, but I think we ought to require him to bring that road up to fire standards, because right now it's not, fire truck can't get down it. And I've talked to the chief and he agrees, and the mayor, and I think we ought to require him to just bring just this, the road from, where Hutchings ends, which is the property just north of it, down to the end of his property, up to standards, with 26-foot wide, with road base, whatever the town standards are. You guys have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
That'd be following on the other subdivision.
Yeah, everything else looks good. I didn't see anything concerning. I mean, power and water and all that will be up to the people who bring it in for permits and all that stuff. Just the biggest thing is I didn't want him to start selling off lots and then, that last
Right.
person has to come put in a house and we're telling them, well, you got to put road base all the way down. It should be the guy who's splitting it, subdividing it, should do that. And I think we'll just include that in the motion. And
Is there access to all of it?
yeah. So that northern, if you're looking at the map, the northern side of it, kind of hard to see. Yeah, it borders that road all the way down. It's basically Main Street.
Okay.
The south side borders up. What is it? The thing
And how big are
properties.
the lots?
They're all 10 acres and they
Okay.
do meet. My first concern was the minimum lot width for Ag 10, and they do meet all the minimum lot width.
Okay.
I don't see any issues with that in that, so.
Which way are we oriented? Oh, there's north.
Yeah,
Okay, I
so
got you.
this right there would be Main Street.
Yeah.
So right above it, up here is the Hutchings property. And
Yeah. Like that.
Yep, just like that.
So did you want to turn that? The road has to be brought up to minimum standards, or
Yeah, I'll make the motion if you guys are all
yeah,
good
I
with it. I just didn't
think
want a motion before. Yeah,
that works. So we're good.
All right, then I make a motion. We approve the simple lot split subdivision application for parcel AV1354B. Applicant is Alan Doc Stater, pending the road bordering the property, touching the property, and accessing those lots is all brought up to town standards.
Okay.
Motion second, let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number six. Ordinance O-2025-34, proposed zone change from OST to Ag 5 or AV1351-C. Pretty simple one, it's just 5 acres. It's already OST. Properties around it are, you got Ag property and RE5 property.
Are we going to have to table that one?
No.
Do we have a quorum?
Yeah, we have a quorum. We only need 3 people to vote on it if Lee chooses to abstain.
Okay.
So yeah, we are good to vote on it.
Okay.
So if you guys don't have any issues with it, I think we're fine to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance. Are we recommending approval or are we approving?
Recommending
approval for ordinance O-2025-34, proposed zone change. Open space transition to Ag 5 for AV1351-C, 325 North Cougar Lane for Joseph and Keturah Nepple.
I'll second it.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
FD.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 7, on its O-2025-35, amend Title 10.28.150 utility requirements. This one and the next one are both just housekeeping changes. Jenna thankfully noticed, and we're just changing Big Plains Water Special Service Districts to Town of Apple Valley Water Department since the district has been dissolved. So, pretty easy one.
That's the only change.
Just to update it since the district has been dissolved.
Is that a recommended or approval?
Recommend approval.
I recommend approval of ordinance 0-2025-35, amend title 10.28.150, utility requirements.
Second it.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 8, ordinance O-2025-36, bill title 10.28.130, minimum height of main building. Shanika, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just getting rid of this as doesn't really pertain to anything. We already have a different ordinance that specifies on the minimum height of a main building. Minimum and maximum, I should say. So just repealing the titles, or repealing an ordinance that's no longer needed.
No dwelling to a height of less than one story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange.
Correct, yeah. Right? Can't build a building less than one story, so.
Live on a pad.
I recommend we approve ordinance 0-2025-36, PTO title 10.28.130, minimum height of main building.
I'll second it.
Motion is second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 9, Stuart Riding application to appear before the Planning Commission. I don't know if you'd like to give us some information on this, Stuart.
Yeah, what I've got is I've got a non-conforming building, and under the ordinance, I appear before the Planning Commission if I want to rebuild it or remodel it.
Okay.
I got some pictures if anybody wants to see them.
You guys like to see them?
Unless you're doing something really crazy.
No, it's a part of the main the other building that I already did. I'm using the same thing.
Yeah. You came in before for this, right?
I actually told the garden committee I'd donate them the old building if they wanted it. So
yeah, we do want it, so we don't want to get it over there.
Yeah. Well, we took the other one apart in pieces, and the guy took it up to Centerville, so it is there's a way.
Yeah, I don't lose it, bro. Yeah.
Probably making an improvement, making it more safe, Stuart. So Thanks for doing it the right way.
So is there anything to approve or recommend here, or not really?
We're just approving that he does the remodel.
Or approving the
approval
project.
Of the replacement, yeah, or remodel of a non-conforming building.
Yeah.
I can make the motion if you'd like.
Yeah.
All right. I make the motion that we approve the application from Stuart Writing to replace or remodel of his non-conforming building.
I'll second that.
Motion is second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstain.
Motion carries. All right. On to the minutes. I didn't see anything wrong with them. They look good to me.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Any concerns?
Nope.
All right. Anyone want to make a motion?
I make a motion. We approve the minutes of September 10th, 2025, Planning Commission hearing and meeting.
Okay. All right. We beat you.
Yeah.
Motion is second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.